You know, I think obviously, you know, you look at the obvious things, producing offensively, that's my job, and that's what I'm counting on to do. But, you know, I try to be a two-way player in terms of, you know, little things like blocking shots, taking hits, good in my own zone, and, you know, creating offensive opportunities for myself and my line mates. So, you know, whatever we can do, whatever I can do to help the team on that particular night, whether it's scoring or doing the little things, that's how I judge myself.
When you were 15 shots in the last two games, I think 19 in the last three, is there a change? Is it frustration getting you trying to set the tone more?
Well, I think you know, the games previous, we were chasing the puck and we didn't have the puck on our stick, so it's tough to get shots or any offensive opportunities. And I think especially last game, we had the puck a lot more, and you know, we got a lot more pucks in the net, and we had some better scoring opportunities and more quality scoring opportunities in their zone. So if you add that up, you're going to get more shots, and you know, guys know that I like to shoot the puck, so that's going to continue.
Are you putting more emphasis on trying to set the tone for this team any more than in years past? Do you feel as if you're seen as a leader?
Yeah, I think, you know, coming into this year, you know, I haven't made the playoffs in my career, and that's frustrating. And, you know, I kind of have a different mindset and a little bit different attitude towards, you know, the team and what we need to do and how I need to conduct myself in terms of in a leadership role. And I think setting the tone in terms of on ice play and, you know, having kind of guys in the room talking about different kind of things that we maybe haven't in the past, I think, you know, can help. And there's been a lot of guys that have done that and stepped up. So we need to continue to do that as a group, and I think we'll be successful.
Evander, since that first game in October 2011, this team has struggled against the Montreal Canadiens, and then again last year going winless against that team. Is that something the team is aware of?
Yeah, I think we're aware of it. We don't really read too much into it, but you know, we obviously haven't been very good on those nights, and tonight we're going to try to change up.
Has the line juggling helped you, or has it helped you, especially last game against New Jersey?
Well, I've been doing line juggling for 264 games, so you know, I've played with Litz and Wheels for probably about 50 or 60 of those games in my career. But you know, they're guys that are easy to play with. They both have speed and they both have skill, and you know, it's it worked last game, and hopefully we can continue to build and have success.
Amanda, what do you bring to that line? You're a much different player than Andrew, so what do you offer that line?
You know, I think you know, I obviously have some good speed, and you know, so do Litz and Wheels, and you know, you got three guys that can really fly up the ice. You know, that helps put pressure on the other team's defensemen and maybe backs them off a little bit. But you know, I just try to play my game and not change too much.